Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
But instead, the way I was thinking about Andy Reid is this the single best coaching job he has done for the Chiefs in his career here? Here are some of the ones that I think are in competition, and then we can talk about the things he's accomplished. The year Mahomes got hurt on the quarterback sneak and had to go multiple weeks and manage that injury for the entire season to go on to win the Super Bowl. Then there was the first year of Mahomes in which he went for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns in his very first year as a starter in the NFL. Went toe-to-toe with the New England Patriots that year but came up short. And then I think you could make an argument for the Alex Smith year that was the very first year Andy Reid was here. They traded for Alex Smith. The team was the number one overall pick the year before, and he made them a playoff team in the very first year after being the number one overall pick in what was the single worst year in this franchise's history. I think that this one rivals all of those when you start looking at all the things he had to overcome.
Well, this year, I mean, it's obvious. We know they had the toughest schedule, I think, in Andy Reid's tenure as the head coach in Kansas City. Every year they're in first place, so you're going to play that first place schedule. This year, the first place schedule actually played out like that. You know, it wasn't. Sometimes you have a year where first place schedule, but another team you're expected to play ends up not being as good as you thought. For the most part, everybody lived up to what you thought they were going to be. And if a team didn't, you played them early enough. Like Cincinnati, nobody thought they'd be sitting here at 8 wins. People thought they were a 12 plus win team. But you played them early in the year when people still thought that.
Yeah.
Baltimore obviously was on your schedule.
You're still not a bad team. They're like near the playoffs.
Right. I mean, they faced every single, what we think will be every single AFC playoff team. And actually, no matter what happens this weekend, they have faced, unless the Dolphins get in, they would have faced every single AFC playoff team. And two of them twice. They also had three games in 11 days this year. They had their number one and number two receiver out very early on in the season. We know their number one running back went down. The left tackle situation speaks for itself and how they've had to navigate that as a head coach. The number two corner, Jalen Watson's been out, although we'll get to some good news, it sounds like, that's coming out this morning in just a bit. So all of that put together, yeah, I mean, I think this is right up there. If it's not the toughest, it's certainly making a strong case, especially if they complete the job, right? Part of this being the most impressive coaching job is still completing the task. And I'm not saying that for it to be your best year, it always has to result in the Super Bowl, but it's hard to surpass those that end up in Super Bowl runs. It puts himself already in that category to comp it with, you know, the two Super Bowl years you were referencing as well. I get what you mean about the first year as a head coach coming off of the disaster. I think that one's always going to be overlooked just because that wasn't when this run really started for a lot of people, even though immediately the day Andy Reid walked in, this franchise changed forever.
It did, and for a lot of good reasons. But that first year, I mean, it is one of his most impressive. Like, it's in the top three for me if I was ranking them out for best seasons under Andy Reid. And yeah, I'm trying not to just be like, well, the 3 years he won the Super Bowl, that's it. Because I think some coaching jobs are easier than others. Like that that first Super Bowl, you got to get through it. That's a breakthrough. The second one kind of felt easy. They were the best team the entire year. They didn't suffer some like mass amount of injuries. They got to just go about the motions. Win a bunch of games. Win the Super Bowl. Wash their hands of it. Didn't feel hard, right? This just felt hard. They've had to deal with left and right tackle. They've had to deal with injuries. We can talk about, like you mentioned, Jalen Watson, one of many they have had to overcome. Their defense wasn't as stout. It's the worst year of Patrick Mahomes' career. Now, and maybe that's an argument against, that you can't have had your best coaching year when Patrick Mahomes is having his worst statistical year as a pro under your watch. But in a lot of ways, doing that simultaneously while winning at least 15 games, doesn't that make it even more impressive of a coaching job? Patrick Mahomes had his worst statistical year, and you still won 15 games. It didn't stop you from the inevitable prize, which is winning football games. Toughest division in football, or second toughest division in football. Let me,
NFC North ran away with that one, I think.
Yeah, that one's, that race has been run. The NFC North is the toughest division in football, but the toughest division in the AFC, three playoff teams in it. Like, right? I mean, one laughing stock, but three playoff teams to go in there. Maybe someone's going to make the argument for the North because they have two playoff teams.
They could still end up with three, depending on what happens.
They're
going to
end up with two, and the Steelers are not a good team. Like, you know, the Chargers and the Broncos are just as good as the Steelers. And so when you start comparing, I think the West is better. Like, a lot of things Andy Reid had to do this year in order to make sure that this team kept winning at this rate. And I would argue he had to do it under the pressure of, you are a team who's the back-to-back defending Super Bowl champion playing a first-place schedule, and everybody has you marked on their schedule.
But that's why they're prepared for it. I mean, they've done this thing before. It's why we push back anytime there's some national narratives about, like, yeah, I mean, how are they going to handle having too much time off, or how are they going to handle this stretch of games, or they don't look right, or they have too many things to overcome. There's not a coach and an organization in all of sports that is better prepared to handle whatever is thrown at them than this group, because they've done it and they've overcome certain challenges time and time again. Like, there's frankly nothing new that can be thrown their way at this point, especially after this year. There's nothing that they haven't seen, no challenge they haven't dealt with. And whether you think this is the top of that list in terms of the challenges or not, it certainly is up there. And here they are, potentially going to win 16 games if they can beat the Broncos. If not, they're going to have a 15-win season, and we already know the number one seed's been taken care of, and they've got the best odds to win the Super Bowl once again. That wasn't the case during the entire season.
No, it was pretty much not the case for, what, 90% of the season, you would say?
That was the Lions and then the Bills briefly, but mainly the Lions.
But now the Lions, you can't even be sure that they're going to get... They're either only going to play two games, both at home, or all three road games in order to try to advance to the Super Bowl. I mean, the arguments against, I think, are Mahomes didn't have a great season, and the defense is still elite level. When Andy Reid had to do the 5,000-yard, 50-touchdown season, he was having to do that with the league's worst defense.
Yeah.
And so he needed, but like that's, I guess that's what makes Andy Reid great probably, is if he needs 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards out of Mahomes, he'll get it. And he'll win a bunch of games, and they'll get a bye and all the other stuff. And if he needs Mahomes to have, like, what did he have, like 27 touchdowns? What did he finish with this year? 26 touchdowns? I don't even know.
I'm not sure what the final number was.
I don't even count the... God, we're so spoiled. Like, I bet Drew knows Joe Burrow stats. I bet he knows how many passing touchdowns and yards he has.
Well, that's
right
all
now.
They got. They're an A-win team.
26 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. Remember when his interceptions were a problem? Mahomes has one game in his last, like, eight in which he's thrown an interception. He's going to finish at 11. He's going to finish below league average, probably, in interceptions this year, as a result of the way that this went down. But, like, to get his worst year and then still finish with 15 wins, that's crazy.